In the neon-drenched landscape of Las Vegas, where vices are celebrated and secrets are currency, Kyle Grave King moves like a shadow through his own life. As one of the infamous kings who inherited the powerful empire called Kingdom, he commands respect and fear in equal measure. Behind the pulsing lights of their exclusive nightclub lies a sprawling criminal enterprise. Underground fighting rings, high-stakes gambling, and enough designer drugs to keep Grave permanently numb. His customized Dodge Challenger screams through desert streets at dawn while he races for pink slips worth hundreds of thousands, seeking the next adrenaline rush that might make him feel something, anything. But beneath his carefully constructed facade of indifference lies a man haunted by loss, yearning for connection, even as he pushes everyone away. What happens when a man who courts death daily suddenly finds something, someone, worth living for? April's world centers on growth and beauty. As owner of Roses, a flower shop featuring her own painted mural, she creates life where Grave seeks destruction. Since her mother's death, April has managed the family business and raised her younger brother, Ethan. Her artistic talents now serve the shop rather than the career she once dreamed of pursuing. When Ethan's gambling debt brings dangerous men to her door, April's carefully built life begins to unravel. Her shop, her mother's legacy, is vandalized, with rare orchids trampled and vintage vases shattered. Desperate for answers, she storms into Kingdom, coming face to face with a man whose tattooed exterior hides unexpected depths. Despite knowing better, she's drawn to both the danger in his eyes and his hidden vulnerability. What makes April extraordinary is her vision. She sees beyond surfaces to the potential beneath. Whether in a blank wall she transforms with art or the broken man who enters her shop on a rainy Tuesday afternoon. Their first meeting crackles with tension. He's drawn to her purple hair and flower tattoos. She's both wary and intrigued by his dangerous aura. When April discovers her brother's gambling debt to the Mason brothers, Grave unexpectedly pays the $50,000 and arranges security for her shop. This protection marks a turning point. Despite knowing better, April accepts his dinner invitation to an intimate Italian restaurant. Their chemistry proves undeniable, leading to an unexpected revelation. Grave remains completely sober for their first night together, his first clear-headed sexual experience in years. For a man who numbs childhood trauma with substances, this vulnerability represents a significant shift. What makes their connection compelling is how they see past each other's facades. April recognizes the pain driving his self-destruction. He values her strength and creativity, seeing the passionate artist beneath her practical exterior. When she shows him her butterfly garden mural, his silent awe, rather than empty praise, touches something deep within her, yearning for understanding. For Grave, substances aren't just enjoyments, they're woven into his existence. The pill bottle becomes an extension of himself, hidden yet meticulously managed. Without it, he trembles and his thoughts scatter. Even in professional settings, freshening up is his euphemism for the quick fixes keeping him functional. Addiction creates rippling damage. His brother Bones bears the deepest scars, having found him unconscious in bathrooms, over steering wheels, across office floors. These incidents have transformed Bones into an unwilling guardian, always alert for the next crisis. When April enters this dynamic, she discovers loving an addict means competing with a more consuming relationship. The story peaks when Lucy spikes Grave's drink. His missed date with April becomes the moment trust shatters. Compromising photos emerge, showing him in a state he can't recall, leading to April's withdrawal and his spiral of shame. What elevates this portrayal is how addiction roots in trauma. Through flashbacks, we see his dependence growing from childhood pain. His confession that drugs help him feel alive is both his most honest moment and deepest self-deception. The relationship shatters when Lucy's obsession with Grave turns dangerous. She drugs him at a club called Airport and sexually violates him while he believes she's April, a betrayal that leaves him disgusted. When Lucy later sends April a video suggesting suicide, April insists they help, despite Grave's warnings about manipulation. At Lucy's apartment, Grave forces her to vomit pills while April calls a doctor. Later, Lucy is found dead. Grave discovers Jimmy Trust drugged, raped, and murdered her, staging it as suicide. In revenge, Grave helps Lucy's brother Turner kill Jimmy, a secret vengeance marking his darkest moment. Consumed by guilt, Grave pushes April away and returns to drugs. When she tries to help, he cruelly tells her, "I don't need your help, and I sure as fuck don't need you," driving her away in tears. These breaking points, Lucy's violation, Jimmy's violence, and Grave's spiral, threaten to destroy any chance of happiness. April's unexpected pregnancy arrives when Grave has pushed her away and returned to drugs. Her ultimatum becomes his turning point. She'll have the baby, but won't raise their child with an addicted father. After confrontations with his brother and Titan, Grave enters rehab, leaving April a letter expressing his love and commitment to getting help. For Grave, who lost his mother and had a toxic relationship with his father, creating a healthy family becomes powerful motivation. For April, who has cared for her brother since their mother's death, this pregnancy offers a chance to build something positive rather than just managing crises. During Grave's rehab, April expands her business and maintains her support network. Her independence demonstrates she loves Grave without depending on him for her identity. When they reunite at Titan and Emily's wedding, his promise to spend his life proving his love carries weight because it's backed by action. The novel's redemption arc refuses easy solutions. After rehabilitation, Grave moves into April's spare bedroom, beginning their carefully reconstructed relationship. Their Sunday brunches become a ritual, representing stability he never imagined possible. His sobriety isn't portrayed as a magical cure, but as a daily, sometimes hourly choice. April's steady presence helps him face his demons rather than numb them. Healing extends beyond their relationship through reconciliation with his brother Bones. At Titan's wedding, they have their first honest conversation in years. Bones admits, "I failed you after Mom died. I was so focused on keeping us afloat that I forgot to be your brother." Their exchange of "I love you," words unused since childhood, marks the restoration of family bonds. The expanding flower shop represents their collective growth. April's artistic talent transforms plain walls into something beautiful, just as her love transforms Grave. When he has her drawing tattooed as his sleeve, it becomes a permanent reminder of how she saw beauty in him. In a city built on illusion, they find something real. Their story suggests redemption isn't about erasing darkness, but finding light within it, choosing love even when difficult, and building beauty in broken places. Like April's roses, their relationship has thorns but rewards patience with healing together.